So it's climate. The droughts are more frequent and more severe and longer. And the people in those regions in the Horn of Africa, the arid regions, never really recover fully from the previous drought cycle. So they're already vulnerable. And then this latest crisis comes on top. South Sudan has a sort of large combination of different factors. There's chronic flooding. Some parts of South Sudan, where I was actually last week, are permanently underwater, and people are wading through the water to go about their daily lives.
We've seen video of that. It's crazy that these people have no choice but to just up and move, because otherwise they would be living in submerged conditions all the time.
And so there's lots of displacement, and that always makes people very vulnerable. In South Sudan, there's also, you know, sporadic conflict and you know, insecurity that also affects people. People don't grow food when they don't know if they're going to be attacked or, you know, have to move. And I've seen in Ethiopia, northern Ethiopia, some of the women that I've met, you know, on my travels, it's just so striking when people are visibly thin. So thin. And, you know, we've had staggering rates of the acute malnutrition in the screening of pregnant and breastfeeding women that we do. Like up to 70-80% are acutely malnourished, and their children, of course, as well. But it's very striking and very concerning to see women, you know, malnourished at that level.
And these are women that come from these countries like South Sudan, where the soil is usually fertile and rich. And if they don't have droughts or flooding like there is in South Sudan and parts of South Sudan, or deadly conflict, they're okay. They can feed themselves, right?
They can. I mean, the drought and parts of the region are, you know, chronically affected by drought. And crops and also pasture for livestock, on which a lot of people depend, gets more and more fragile. Other parts of the, you know, the whole greater Horn of Africa are indeed quite fertile. But the parts of South Sudan where crops are grown, and, you know, the parts of Ethiopia where crops are grown, even Kenya, we have very high rates of malnutrition also in northern Kenya. Because Kenya is like two different countries, with the northern arid part of the country more and more like other parts of the Horn, like Somalia. So food doesn't move around very efficiently, and people are also chronically very impoverished. And that's one of the key factors that we highlight in the report, that, you know, women are also disproportionately affected by food insecurity. The most disadvantaged households and populations, the women in those populations are also much more likely to be acutely malnourished.
And these women are supposed to be taking care of their families. And if they're malnutritioned, how are they going to take care of their families?
And often they'll prioritize taking care of their families first. So they'll feed the children, and then there's very little left for themselves. They often are supposed to feed the men first. So when I was talking to families in South Sudan last week, everyone says, oh, the men eat the meat, they eat the more nutritious foods, the children eat the scraps of what's left. And no one even mentioned the women eating. So women are eating last, they're eating less nutritious foods.